Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Wayne Olson is here. Wayne is a new friend, president and owner of Wayne Olson Consulting, author of three books, including the new one, The Disney Difference. He's a trial lawyer, a television producer, a fundraising expert, an award-winning speaker. He's had a lot of different jobs and done them all well, and he's here to talk to us about the Disney difference. Wayne Olson, welcome to the show.
Jim, thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. So I was telling the audience before you got here that I'm a baby boomer. So if you're a baby boomer, you grew up with Disney, especially if you're on the leading edge of the boomers. Your life was your eyes got really big, really fast with Disney. And it's just one of the great memories of my life and how that man and his team impacted so many people and gave us so many thrills and so many wondrous things that we saw.
Oh, it's just amazing, Jim. When I hear the theme from The Wonderful World of Disney, that takes me back to my childhood instantly.
Oh, yeah. Sunday nights, I just couldn't wait for it. You know, it was always going to be something good and for many, many years. But you've been around Disney a long time, haven't you, as a kid and in a lot of different forms.
That's right. I grew up in Central Florida. I worked for Busch Gardens for 8 years, and I've always been a fan and a student of the theme park industry. It's a great industry to study.
Right. So tell us about the Disney difference.
Well, you know, Jim, I want to mention something. You mentioned the baby boomers and the influence that Disney had. I think it's interesting that, you know, even if you're not a fan of Disney, he shaped your life. And I'll give you two quick examples. That for 150 years, the frontiersman known as David Crockett. Never called himself Davy and never called himself King of the Wild Frontier.
Right.
But if you ask anybody today who that guy is that died in the Alamo.
Davy Crockett, King of the Wild Frontier.
Davy. It wasn't David. It was Davy.
Right.
Walt Disney changed his name.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've ever spoken like a pirate, it's because somebody watched Robert Newton play Long John Silver on Treasure Island.
Right.
Pirates didn't speak like still him. So, I mean, Disney's affected us whether we want him to or not.
Right.
He's changed our culture. And I think, you know, the thing that he did more than anybody else is that he spoke to the customer. He really watched the customer and did everything from the customer's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And many of the things that you speak so eloquently about, he was an early adapter of this.
He was the original. And that's so true. You know, one of the things I say is what he did automatically 80 years ago, and that is whatever you're supposed to be doing tomorrow or a year from now, the customer knows that. You don't know it, but your customer knows that.
Yes. He had a fire station on Main Street USA in Disneyland with big picture windows where he would just sit and watch his customers all day. And if a trash can needed to be moved because they weren't using one or they were not waiting to get to one, he would move it. And he had a fire pole in his apartment on Main Street so he could get down quickly and join the crowd. He was always watching the customer.
Well, that's true. And I worry about small businesses today because I go in small businesses and I don't get treated like that.
No, it's rare. It's very rare.
It's more rare than it should be. And see, the thing is, Wayne, as you know, that's all we have.
That's right. Your customer is everything. My customers, I listen to them, and I change my business based upon what they need, not on what I have to say.
Mm-hmm. What are some other things that we need to know that we can learn from Disney?
Well, you know, I think the thing that one of the common misconceptions about Disney is that he was an attention to detail person. It was all about the attention to detail. And yeah, that's kind of true. But what really is true is that he wanted everything he did to have integrity. And I think that's the difference, and I think it speaks to customer service. Because what he preached was if the customer expects it to be there, it should be there. And if the customer does not expect it to be there, it should not be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you a quick example from a local restaurant I went into. I went into this restaurant, and the person at the front door was not very happy, didn't have a smile on her face. But what she did have on was a T-shirt advertising the competitor across the street. Apparently, she had worked at the other place sometime, and the front hostess desk, she was wearing a T-shirt for the customer across the street.
Time out. She was working for a company wearing a T-shirt of his competitor.
That's correct.
Okay. In what universe is that right?
I don't know, but it worked, and that restaurant has been in business for 45 years.
Huh.
It recently went out of business. And I think that says something, but I've been in chain restaurants before where the PA system is playing a radio station with advertisements for its competitors.
Right.
And I just, that's not integrity. You want to provide a seamless show. If you expect your staff to wear your T-shirt at a minimum, they should. They shouldn't be advertising for a competitor.
Right.
Harry Beckwith said that customer service is so bad in this country, you can be above average and still stink. And
that's,
I think,
right.
It's a terrible indictment on us.
Well, and the thing that that I keep reminding people about is we're entering a period of time right now. We're in this thing right now that has never happened in the history of the marketplace, and that is retreating from the marketplace of the big box retailers. This has never happened before. They've been going the other way for 100 years. Now they're literally retreating, leaving a vacuum that Amazon is going to fill if small businesses don't fill it first.
Amen. Yeah, we have to, and as small business people, we have an unparalleled opportunity to fill that niche and listen to the customer much better than the big internet retailers.
What would Walt do about that?
I think, well, you can see what he's doing. It's very simple. You can't beat them, you join them. They've got excellent websites, the Walt Disney Company. They're easy to navigate. They're simple. They're designed with the user in mind.
It was all about the experience, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
Isn't that the key to small business success? We don't have the greatest array of products. We don't have the best price. We can't deliver a thousand SKUs at one time, but we can't give them an experience no one else can give them.
We can give them an unparalleled experience and a personal experience.
Yeah. Wayne, I need your website, Wayne.
WayneOlson.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called The Disney Difference. Quick break. Stay with us. 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.